You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Okay, welcome back to another episode of Unsolicited Yarn. Before we go any further, I'd like to say Happy Independence Day to my fellow Nigerians. And also, this is the month of NSAR, so we're honoring every victim, every person that marched. It's been a year and we still don't know who put out the order, but God knows. Anyways, we're gonna get straight into today's episode. I have a guest here. His name is Fee. Fee, say hi.
Hello.
Why is he? He's acting shy. Okay.
Well, I'm shy, though.
You're shy. Okay. So we're just gonna get straight. Fee, just say, tell the people about you a little bit. What do you like to do? Just drop small, but don't not too much.
Okay. There's not much to say, anyways. My name is Fee Aribike. I grew up in
government
Nigeria.
Name. Wow. Okay. Continue.
I thought we were making it formal.
No, continue.
Okay. So I grew up in Nigeria, moved to the States for college. I'm very church oriented. I'm a church boy.
Are the girls listening?
I'm well rounded though. So okay. You may see me in church today and then outside on the weekend sometimes.
Outside where?
Everywhere. I'm everywhere now.
Okay.
And then I like music. That's like my biggest passion after like church stuff. So I'm always doing like musical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I play a couple of instruments. Nothing serious, just small. Yeah, and then.
And he sings part time. No, that one isn't true.
Yeah, I sing too. So.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's pretty much.
Okay.
All about.
Okay, so we're just gonna get straight into today's episode. So we're talking about chivalry, and this is a Twitter conversation all the time. Like, is chivalry dead? Blah, 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 blah. The men don't want to do chivalry. Well, I think Fee does a great job. I've been friends with Fee for a long time. And I feel like I get treated well when I'm around Fee.
Because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, so you try small. Because I have a guy friend. Hey, God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. If you listen to this, sorry, I have
can
to call you out.
Can you call his name?
No, I can't say his name. We went somewhere and I was thirsty. So the water was like $3. This was COVID time. So there was serving water in the cup. And I was like, this guy watched me bring out my card. Okay, listen, before you start judging me, I'm not entitled. Like, I have my own money. My parents give me money. But I just expected him to, like, you know, that's the kind of person I am when I'm around my friends. Well, Fee does that. So when we're around Fee always, at least for the girls, I don't know about the guys, but he always covers everybody. So he's a good gentleman. And I feel like I expect that from all my guy friends, to be gentlemen all the time. Okay, so Fee, do you believe in chivalry? You say you're a gentleman, but do you believe in chivalry?
Is chivalry dead? Is that what you're asking me?
No, before you even get to, is chivalry dead? Do you even believe in chivalry? Like,
what's chivalry?
That's a good question. So it's like, I guess the sum of it is like when people are being...
doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Yeah, but to the opposite gender. So it's more from men to women. So it favors women in that sense. So like if a woman's walking next to you, you move her to the other side of the road, you hold open doors, car doors, any kind of door.
Oh, wow. I mean, with this day and age, so like the standards are pretty much dropped. So
okay.
I mean, the bar is pretty much on the ground.
Okay.
It's pretty much on the floor. So like, I mean, if you do the bare minimum, then you get credit for it, because like a lot of people don't do anything at all.
Valid point.
Yeah. So but chivalry for me is not like really much like a gender thing. It's really like the standards in the society, like social standards, doing the right thing, just being a decent person to people.
Okay.
Just because, like, not because, like, you're being nice to people because you have something to gain or you stand to, like, I don't know.
That's a good point.
It benefits you in a way, but it's just being nice just because it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that's how I view chivalry, not really much from like a gender standpoint.
Huh. Okay. That's actually a good answer. Okay, so what about chivalry for women? Like, so you date, right? They're not gonna talk about your love life, but we'll just keep quiet. Yeah, single. Ah, okay. The girls, are you here? My guys, wait for you. You need to say your Instagram so they can come and find you on there. What's your Instagram?
I'll tag you.
Okay, girls. I don't want to say anything. Anyways, you guys know. But anyways, so when you go out with girls, do you? I know, obviously, like, Nigerian men are very big on paying. I think it's a pride thing, but I mean, I'm not complaining. But do you hold doors? Do you pull out chairs?
I don't know. Like, I don't, because, like, I just do stuff. Like, I'm not really paying attention to, like, if I'm doing it.
Okay.
But I think for the most part, I hold doors. Yeah, I think I do that. But I don't think I'm the kind of person, like, unless, like, I'm walking to the car with a girl and then I'm at the side of, like, on the side of the door, then I'll hold the ball. Like, if I'm at the other side, I don't think I'm going to cross. Just open the door.
Oh, wait, but that's chivalry, though. Why would you cross? I know some girls, they just stand there and they wait for their significant other to come before they even... They will not touch any door.
Like, if I'm walking to the car with someone, then... Most times, like 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, I'm gonna like walk you to your door.
Okay.
Open it. But like, I'm saying, like, if you're at the other side,
okay.
And I don't know, maybe I'm in the car and I'm picking you up. I don't think I'm gonna come down.
I appreciate the honesty.
Except like you have stuff in your hands or something.
Okay, valid point. Okay, so what about my guy friend? I'm not gonna say his name, that we went somewhere together. And he watched me pay for my water. What do you think about that, your fellow gender?
You're putting me in a tight spot.
I'm just asking.
This is not a comfortable situation. I mean, personally, I'm not going to talk on him, but personally, I'll offer to. But, like, again, some people will not accept, like, you paying.
I agree.
So, like, but I'll just offer to.
Okay. Because that's the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
And I can vouch for that. You're that kind of person. Okay, so on Twitter, they always say women want, like, the best of both worlds. Like, they compare, like, patriarchy and chivalry at the same thing. Like, okay, you want me to hold open doors. You want me to do this. You want me to do that as a man. But you don't want to do the traditional things that women are supposed to be doing. I'm not going to list them, but we usually know what traditional things are. So what do you think about that?
I don't know what traditional things.
okay. Let me be careful here. Traditional things like, I don't know, cooking, cleaning. Men, because men feel like if they're going to be traditional about those kind of things, then women should be traditional about those things too. So men, like, you can't have the best of both worlds. So what do you think about that?
Okay, so basically we're very towards, like, feminism, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not feminism. No, feminism is like... I feel like feminism is a... I don't say I'm a feminist, but I feel like that's a universal thing. Like, it's equality for all sexes. But then, like, you know, Nigerian Twitter is taking it a different level. And people just take that term and run with it.
It's not just Nigerian Twitter. It's like... it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, like I said, chivalry is just, like, doing something just because you think it's right, not because, like, you're trying to, like, impress someone or you start to get something just because you feel it's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from my own point of view, again, like, if I'm holding the door for someone, I'm treating a lady, a female friend, like, different from a female guy. It's more like, because I don't know if this is coming out, because, like, some people take offense to this. It's just because I feel like females are more fragile than guys.
I can agree with that. I actually can agree. I like to be fragile, because I don't even like to say I'm strong.
Yeah,
I'm
so
fragile.
Like, it's
yeah.
more like it just like you enjoy, like, taking care of them just because you feel like, I mean, because as a guy, it's just the right thing to do.
Okay.
But, like, I'm nice to my male friends. Like, I'll do the same thing I'll do for my female friends, for my male friends, but I'm not going to, like, offer to pay for your water. Like, you want to buy a bottle of water, I'm not going to offer to pay that kind of stuff. If you ask me to do it, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah, if you ask me, I'll do it. Or you don't even have to ask me.
You're talking about for your male friends, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You don't even have to ask me, like, if we're, like, because, like, my cousin, I'm not going to call.
Okay.
I'm not going to call names.
Okay.
But, like, I remember when we used to live together, when I moved to Georgia, we used to play soccer, and then, like, we just, like, when we go to, after soccer, we buy drinks, like, Gatorade and all that, and then he'll just go, and then he'll buy for me.
Okay.
I won't ask him, and then when I'm done, I'll just do the same.
Same thing, okay.
You get me?
That's no, that makes sense.
But when it's, like, a girl, I just feel like, I mean... It's like a responsibility. Not because she asked for it.
Okay.
I just feel again.
Okay. So I like how you said that. So do you feel like sometimes, because I'm Nigerian, so I'll speak on Nigerian women. Nigerian women sometimes entitled with chivalry. Like they just expect. Like I always see Nigerian movies where the woman will bring like four of her friends out to a date with her and her man, and she'll just expect him to pay. But they're like, oh, that chivalry, cover everybody's tab. You know, you can't embarrass your girl. What do you think about that one?
this is funny because, I mean, again, if it's like, if you told me I had a tab, and then I said, oh, it's fine for them to come, then I'll cover it because, like, that's male or female.
What if she didn't tell you? What if she didn't tell you I had a tab?
Then, I mean, I don't have to do anything.
Your babe that you've been dating for, like, 4 years, you're going to fall out in front of all those people?
She won't do that. There's no way we'll date for 4 years and she'll do that.
Okay, no, not 4 years. Maybe like 4 months.
There's no way we'll date. Like, she knows me before we even start.
Okay,
there's no way that's not.
Okay, that's valid. Okay, so one more question. So what about people that their boyfriends are not like chivalrous and the men don't really do things and they want them to start doing those things? Is it too late? Or can they try and start like... What little ways? You're a guy, like so. If you didn't grow up opening doors, like a lot of Nigerian guys, some of them are like that, some of them are not. So the ones that did it, let's say you're dating somebody like that, and you want them to start doing those things for you, what would you advise?
It's not something that you can like. It's either that person is like that or they're not. It's not like you can't change like a person into what they're not. So like for me, I would like to see like I have this view towards women because like I grew up and I saw like that's how my dad was towards my mom. Like the male influences in my life, I learned it from them.
Okay.
So like my cousins, I have an older brother, and then he's like that too. So like. I learned it from them. It's something you picked up from like a young age. But like I said, like if your boyfriend is not like that or your male friend is not like that and you want that, it's just like you have to have standards. So if those are the standards you want to have, then those are like what you look out for when you're meeting the person. But the moment like you can't, I don't think it's gonna end well to like say you wanna change someone like down the road.
I agree.
It's either you take it from the start
or you leave it. Okay. Valid point. And then one more question. Do you feel like there's chivalry for men? Like what can women do to show like how some girls are like I want open doors. What's the male version of that?
Wow.
That's a good question, right?
I don't know.
Because I feel like men don't talk about it. Like, and you deserve to be pampered too.
Ask you.
Okay, ask me.
I'm not used to, like, I mean, I'm not used to stuff like that.
Really?
And I think it's because I grew up, like, I've been around too many Nigerian girls. They're like the worst of the bunch.
Who's the Nigerian girls that on Valentine's Day they'll be gifting singlets?
I'll be expecting Gucci bag. So I'm not used to.
Oh, wow, that's really bad. No, I mean, because I saw that and I was like, Nigerian women actually need to do better. We give really bad gifts to our significant... Some of us. Not all of us, but a large percentage of us.
Like 9 out of 10.
Yeah, no. 9 out of 10? How bad? Wait, so you're telling me no girl that you've talked to, almost dated, whatever, has ever given you that kind of like, wow, she really thought about me kind of gift?
Oh, are you talking about gifts or just like
regular gifts, acts? Any regular acts of like, I feel like chivalry is like it's acts of service, right? So it's a love language. So what would somebody do for you that you feel like it's like an act of service, like a love language or something?
Okay, so like me, I'm not a materialistic person. So like if you're getting like expensive gifts, it may not like, I'm just like, oh, okay, it's nice, thank you. That kind of stuff. But like, even though I appreciate it because I know like you spent a lot to get it from me, but like it's not really things that like make me be like, oh, this touched me, is like little things.
Okay.
Basically, not like gifts, just like maybe I had a discussion with you mm-hmm. earlier about something,
mm-hmm.
and then I was just saying stuff in passing, and then you acted on that discussion.
Okay, that's good.
And then I'm like, oh wow, you're paying attention, or you're thoughtful.
Okay.
And you like check on me, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. or you like helping people, like mm-hmm. you go out of your way, even when it's not convenient to mm-hmm. like. And then it shows me that you really care. That's mm-hmm. the kind of stuff that really makes me like, oh.
Okay. She's blushing here.
I'm not blushing.
Okay, so in sum, chivalry dead, yes or no? On both ends. Cause I feel like men deserve whatever chivalry looks like.
I think there's chivalry on the women's side to ever be given.
What there is now, there's a lot.
On the men's side, I don't think he's dead either too. Cause I know a lot of like guys
uh-huh.
that like take all these things seriously and then they really believe in it. So I think it depends on the kind of people, again, that like you're hanging out with, the kind of people that you surround yourself with. But I don't think it's dead. I think there are many good guys like that, like more than people think that they love, but like people just, for me, when women complain about like guys not caring, I think every guy will care when they actually get the girl they want.
Wow, they're dropping gems. Are you even listening?
It's true.
Wow.
Because like for example, you said that like you can vouch for me
mm-hmm.
and on and that, but like someone may say, oh, Finn's on that.
No. He's a douche. He's
a douche, yeah. So I mean, I think you might douche baggery. I'm still very kind.
See, I don't know about that side. I only know I know the nice gentleman feet. So to the girls that experience the other side, sorry.
I'm still very kind. Because like this is the thing. People don't tell you, and I'm saying this from like psychology point of view. Mm-hmm. People don't like start acting out.
Okay.
The signs are there. But the thing with ladies is like
we
they go
them.
Out of their way to pretend like they didn't see the signs.
Yay.
Like people, like when people tell you who they are, you believe them.
You believe them. Wow.
And just cause like just don't say cause you like the person,
mm-hmm.
then you want to like make an image of that person in your head, and you're disappointed when it's not living up to the image you created.
Ah, Pastor Fee. And on that note, that's the nugget for today. Wow, that's actually really good. No, I agree. I feel like women, we like charity cases and we like to try and change people. And it's like the signs are there. You're just choosing to ignore them. And funny thing is, men will never ignore red flags. From the jump, they know what they're going to take and they know what they won't take. But you know, women, you'll change. I can change him.
No, you can't change him.
You can't change anybody. But okay, so you guys heard it. Chivalry is not dead. If you haven't started trying to show chivalry to your partner or to even people, it doesn't have to be somebody you like. Just
exactly.
being a nice
just
human
be,
being.
Just be a decent person.
Decent person, your friends. Like everybody, I know some guys, they treat the girls that they date so nice, but then they treat their friends like crap. But anyways, that's another conversation for another day. I'm not dropping shit.
No, I'm
not sharing. But anyways, so that's it. Thank you, Fee, for joining this episode.
I'm really happy. I mean, it's an honor to be here. I wanted to be here for a
long time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. But you guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on another episode of Unsolicited Yarn. See you next time. So today's small business shout out is Dagashi Bake. So this is a bakery in Norcross, Georgia. If you want cakes, small chops, meat pie, puff puff, anything, agege bread, this is the place for you. If you need cakes for an event, this is the place for you. So she actually has a location in Norcross, Georgia. So go on Google and search up Dagashi Bakes. It's spelled D-A-G-A-S-H-I. And you can also find them on Instagram if you want to see what they're doing. Tell them we sent you.
So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yan. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!